The Ukrainian women and children were
Akshank Sharma shows videos of him and his fellow students fleeing the Russian bombing of Kharkiv. The 20-year-old was in his first year of medical school in the eastern Ukrainian city. He's one of nearly 18,000 Indian medical students evacuated from Ukraine since the Russian invasion began.
I passed the entrance exam last year, but I didn't have enough marks to go to a government college here because their cutoff requirements are very high. So the better option for me was to go overseas.
Like Akshank, sisters Monica and Anchal Bhatti said they were forced to study overseas where fees are much cheaper. Their family says they're paying half the amount of fees in Ukraine than they would in private colleges in India. Online classes have begun for the sisters and some others, but they're not ideal.
The problem with online is that we need a lot of practical experience, which we aren't able to do. We are third-year students, and practical is very important in the third year, so it's difficult.
The return of the students from Ukraine is again putting the spotlight on the lack of medical colleges in India.
The number of seats available for medical education in India is far less than the number of students who leave school with the hope of becoming doctors. Of the 1.6 million who did the entrance exam last year, only 88,000 made it into the 562 medical colleges in the country.
Given the shortage, private colleges charge hefty fees for the much sought-after spaces and receive large donations from students' families. Public health experts blame a lack of government investment in healthcare and what they call the Medical Council of India's arbitrary regulations to set up colleges.
Whether it was a bona fide intent to protect standards, as they said, or whether it was to protect some interests of people who are running private medical colleges, I cannot really say. However, that did result in a smaller number of medical colleges and also a clustering of medical colleges in the four southern states and two western Indian states.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi blamed previous governments for the lack of colleges and said his administration will increase the number. As students who've returned from Ukraine appealed to the government to find a way for them to continue their studies at home, some health experts say it's an ideal opportunity for India to tackle the doctor shortage. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh.